It is time right now for this week's Senior Moments.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And we're happy to welcome to the studio today two guests who are here for Senior Moments. And first, Ruth Hust. Hi, Ruth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And Brenda Burke is with us as well.
Good morning.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Jamison Animal Rescue is who you're representing, correct?
Yes, Jamison Animal Rescue Ranch. I'm the manager of community outreach and strategic partnerships.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit today about the value of seniors having pets, right?
Yes.
Ruth, you've brought your two lovely doggies in today. Tell us about them.
Well, they bring me lots of joy. They get up every morning and walk. It gives me exercise. Benefits health-wise because you're exercising. And it's good for the dogs. They love getting out and meeting with other dogs and other people around seniors. Mm-hmm. And they're very happy, well-behaved dogs.
Mm-hmm. And your dog's names again are?
It's Annie.
Annie.
And the other one is Bear.
Annie and Bear. And right. Were they excited about being on the radio today?
Oh, yes. They can. They yeah. Wanted a new surroundings, so they were very happy to get out of the car. And smell all the new things around here.
Yep.
Yes, they bring joy.
The owners of the station, Will and Julissa, have a lovely dog who spends time here, so they can probably smell that,
oh, good.
That happening.
So, more than likely, then that's what's going on.
We're a very dog-friendly environment.
Everything looks so clean.
Yeah. Yeah, don't look too close. Brenda is, clearly having a companion, whether that's another human being or an animal, is something we all have a certain need for to different degrees. Is there any data or research or, understanding of the relationship between having pets and getting older?
Yeah, good question. We all have recognized the benefits of specifically seniors having animal companions. Obviously, for all of us, it brings such joy. But seniors particularly, a lot of them are alone. We really try and help fixed-income seniors assist them. I've looked into some studies that were done on the benefits and even the health benefits for seniors to have a pet companion. So the studies have shown that 71% of participants in a survey that was regarding actually attitudes and emotions of elderly, and they find that that their pets make them feel better, which has shown to lower the heart and the blood pressure, lower heart rates. So studies have shown that approximately 1 million people die of heart attacks each year. And they actually state that animal companions may save approximately 30,000 lives per year when they have an animal companion. And, animal companions are a little bit better than human companions because they never talk back to you. They're always happy to see you, whether you've had a bad day or not. They help you put a smile on your face. But some of the other statistics and studies that I've looked into, they also refer to the medications. About 100 Medicare patients, they show that animal guardians visited their doctors at least 21% less often because of their animals. Their animals kept them calm.
Mm-hmm.
It really refers back to, quite a few of them refer back to less heart attacks. Blood pressure and heart attacks seem to be the main issue with the deaths and having a pet companion relates to. So it's pretty amazing. Some of the studies were showing that in retirement homes, that once the retirement community allowed animals in the facility, that the patients were much happier, that they were on less medication. So lots of studies have shown, and it really does go back to the blood pressure, heart conditions. So overall, just having a pet companion has done such great things for seniors specifically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of seniors that I work with seniors quite a bit through our programs. Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch has developed programs that really create solutions for communities and their pets. And a lot of them have been alone. Their families don't live very close, so they can't visit them quite often. And the animals really have brought them such joy. And I've worked with Ruth, who actually happens to be my mother.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell you that, no. And Annie, one of her chihuahuas that she has here today, was Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch's very first rescued animal. And
really?
Ruth stepped up and adopted her.
Well.
So that was about, what, 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Have you always been a dog owner, Ruth?
When I was younger, but when I got married, then I didn't have pets that often. But mm-hmm. since I was a senior and got involved with Jameson, then it's just been the highlight of my life. Mm-hmm. They bring just endless joy, and they're just, I just love them all.
You know, I have to interject, and I'm always the devil's advocate, right? For some people, pets are a source of endless joy. For other people, they are a mixture of joy and heartache and frustration. And right? Do you ever get in those situations with your pets?
Well, we have. They can be overwhelming at times, especially when they're around bigger dogs. They have that aggression. They just want to, I don't know if they rather want to play or whatever, but it just gets overwhelming at times in the concern of them attacking another dog. Mm. But most of the time, you have the owner has the control mm-hmm. of how they act, because if you know they're going to run after that dog, then you have to be on top and mm-hmm. make sure that you hold them and whatever, how it to benefit from being aggressive.
Yeah, and maybe scale your pets to yourself in terms of how strong you feel and controlling.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And they'll pull on you when you know they want to go after them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Little dog can be really strong when they want to be.
Yes, they are very strong.
I wanted to also kind of intervene with, she had injured her leg because she walks dogs all the time, and mm-hmm. she actually walks the dogs of neighbors and where she's at. And she hurt her leg at one point during the winter, the rains and the slippery leaves. She
slid.
She pulled a muscle pretty badly. And these dogs did not leave her side.
Aww.
So, you know, you've heard about animals that can detect if you're not feeling well. With diabetes patients or people that are on medication, sometimes mm-hmm. they can tell whether those sugar levels are down. You've heard that and read that. So they do know. They do sense. They sense your anger, they sense your joy, they sense your anxiety. So what you portray with your animals when you're with them, they really do connect with that. You know, animals have emotions, they have feelings. They need the same things that we do. They need love, they need support, they need respect. You cannot bring a dog into your house without giving it respect. You have to get to know that animal. You have to get to know the personality of that animal and give them the space and the patience to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you do, they are just dedicated for life to take care of you.
You mentioned dogs being allowed in retirement communities or mm-hmm. retirement facilities. That's kind of different. I was wondering if Jameson or other agencies that adopt out pets have restrictions on your living conditions. In some cases, the agency may not want you to have a cat or a dog if you're going to do this, that, or the other thing.
Really good question. So in my position, we have a program that assists seniors that who already have animals. And we also support those seniors. And I'm specifically talking about seniors because obviously the show, but they are really in need of help. A lot of the seniors that I work with, they have small little apartments. They have very small houses. So really the only restriction that we have would be making sure they have a secure home so that the animal couldn't escape, whether it's a cat or a dog, making sure the house, the environment stays healthy and clean for the animal. So we do assist them in making sure that they have the right secured mm-hmm. and safe home
area. Is there any monitoring of any of that after the adoption?
Well, with our with this program that we're talking about, we have two actually that I'm supporting today and wanting to talk about. Our Forever Foster program will actually, if you know of a senior, if you know of, if yourself or somebody that you know is lonely or would really like an animal companion, we would match them. We'd go talk with them and find out what their restrictions are as far as maybe their physical challenges. Maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they're on oxygen. Maybe they just need support with a walker or a walking stick. So we do sit down with them and really talk with them, because we do believe, and we've witnessed how important it is, and the joy and the health benefits of any senior having an animal companion. So whatever we can do, we'll check on that person and make sure that they're getting their dog walked. So if they would like an animal, a small dog or a cat, obviously if they're bedridden, unfortunately, that would be very difficult to do. But anyone that has challenges, per se, we would provide a dog walker. We have volunteers that actually will go and walk the seniors' dogs for them if they can't quite get them out enough. So we do check on them to make sure that they're still okay. We give them a call once in a while to find out if there's any problems, any challenges. With our Forever Foster program, we'll also support them with making sure they get assistance, not complete the whole thing, but they get assistance with any grooming or vaccines or medical issues that the animal might come up with during their time of...
Financial assistance?
Financial assistance, yeah. Yes. So a Forever Foster program would be that the senior doesn't necessarily adopt the animal. They could, but as a foster, that animal would still always fall under our responsibility to make sure it stays healthy and comfortable.
Makes a lot of sense, because that's another question I had, is sometimes a pet can develop an issue, can have a special need of some kind that gets expensive, and not all seniors have extra money for that, right?
Yes, sure. We have programs that will support that, and we really work on it on a case-by-case basis. So depending on what the issues are, but we do definitely support the seniors, support the animal.
Did you say there's another program you wanted to talk about?
Just a part of our extension of our Senior Citizens Pet Wellness Program.
Okay.
We partner with Meals on Wheels, and we assist seniors that already have animals that also are on the Meals on Wheels program.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as an extension of that program is our Forever Foster, because in doing this program, in working with the seniors and talking with the senior communities, there are a lot of seniors that are lonely. So we realize that this is another thing that we could actually provide for these seniors, because the bottom line is, if we don't help them, then eventually that animal either will end up in a shelter or end up with us. So why not support the animal at the same time helping the senior?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a really incredible program. Both of those programs are very dear to our hearts, and pretty proud that we're able to do that.
Yeah. So how do people listening in want to find out more about this? How do they get in touch with you?
Thank you for asking. So they can call us at our animal assistance line. It is 707-927-3536. Or they can go and look at our website, which has everything, the descriptions. It has the adoption animals that are available for adoption. It talks about all of our programs, including the ones that I've spoken about today. And that is www.jamesonanimalrescueranch.org.
Oops. Didn't mean to do that. Stand by. Technical difficulty.
Talking too much. I'm talking
technical
too much.
Technical difficulty. Nope. I was just preparing for the next thing. Ruth and Brenda, thanks for coming in today. What's your plan for the day, Ruth, with the dogs?
Good question.
Walking. Mm-hmm. How often and how far do you walk the dogs?
Oh, gosh. Probably about 2 miles every time you walk them.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 times a day.
It's one of the most valuable and logical stories I've seen lately about how a study showed people who own dogs are generally better in health.
Oh, gosh,
doesn't apply to cats and rabbits and monkeys, because you don't take them for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog's got to have the walk, right?
So, absolutely.
And you see it all around town every day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's a, it's a great motivation. You might otherwise not.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Be in my rocking chair.
Yeah. Right. Very good. Ruth and Brenda, thanks for coming in today from Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch. And once more on the web address.
www.jamesonanimalrescueranch.org.
All right.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you. And that's
Thank
our
you.
Senior Moments program for this week, brought to you in part by Calabria.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.